Today, the government is still shut down, and while Republicans and Democrats continue to say they're willing to talk if only the other side will be reasonable, the rest of the world is watching the squabble. President Obama noted that in his speech yesterday with his now often repeated line that the shutdown and the fact that he's missing a series of meetings in Asia hurts our credibility and makes it look as if we don't have our act together. Retired Ambassador Chas Freeman is in Honolulu this week. His latest book is Interesting Times, China, America, and the Shifting Balance of Prestige, and he joins us now by phone. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for being here.
Good to be in Hawaii and good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, we've been increasingly told how the balance of power and prestige between the United States and China has been steadily shifting. Where do you peg it now?
I don't think the balance of power in a military sense is shifting. But certainly, the United States is showing the world that we can't get our act together on a wide variety of issues. Political blackmail has replaced bargaining in Washington, incapacitating our ability to lead or even to show up at events. And I think this does take a toll on the country and its reputation, quite aside from the damage that it could do to the global economy and our own.
But specifically, as you looked at it in your book, which was, you know, before we had the shutdown and before we had the great amount of vitriol being spewed back and forth over the aisle, you have a very distinct view of how China and the United States have been moving in that prestige battle.
Well, I think in some ways we haven't adjusted our view of Asia adequately. Japan is a very strong country now. It was not after its defeat in World War II. South Korea has emerged as a powerhouse. Vietnam showed the French and us and then the Chinese that it was no pushover and so on. So it's not a case of a weak Asia confronting a strengthening China, but a strong Asia confronting a strengthening China. And our role in that context ought to be, I think, to help the countries in the region, China and the others, reach a new accommodation and balance that's good for them and good for us. And I don't think we're doing that.
Does China respect us?
On the popular level, tremendously. The transformation of China from the utopian totalitarianism of Mao and the poverty and isolation that that entailed to contemporary China with all of its optimism and dynamism took place because the Chinese opened themselves to the United States and sent their students here and learned from us, and they've been good students, and they're doing well.
And at the governmental level, though, that's a different story.
At the governmental level, we have a strange combination of interdependence on the economic level, tremendous interaction culturally, huge numbers of people traveling back and forth, and yet military hostility, which we don't seem to be able to control.
The president's absence at the meeting in Asia, starting, well, obviously with APEC, means that there's no counterbalance to Chinese leadership. Was that a mistake on the part of the president?
I think it was inevitable. He was tackled. This wasn't a fumble on the field. He'd had no choice. He had to put keeping the country together ahead of doing its business abroad. So I think he had no choice, but unfortunately he was downed and he left the field open to anyone else who was able to run with things.
Was there any way of avoiding that? I mean, aside from not having the government obviously shut down and have to stay at home, but...
No, I mean, this is something we did to ourselves. The Chinese didn't do it to us. Nobody else did. We have to accept full responsibility for our own incompetence and political dysfunction.
And understanding that it has ramifications on the world stage, not just here at home.
We need to remember that. If we want to be a global leader, we have to learn how to lead ourselves. We can't lead abroad if we don't have our act together at home. I think that's the basic lesson.
A lot of people have been making comparisons between President Obama's cancellation of his trip to Asia to President Clinton's cancellation of his trip 17 years ago when the government was also shut down. Is that a fair comparison, or are we really looking at two very different scenarios?
Well, I think it's the same effect in any event. we look incompetent, distracted, and unable to manage our own affairs to the world. And there's always a question, you know, in the past, there wasn't really any alternative to the United States as a leader. Now there are alternatives. And would you do business with a country that can't pass a budget, can't keep its government in operation, can't keep its commitments to its own people?
I mean, those are thoughts that you're asking us to keep in mind as we talk to ourselves and look out at the world. At this point, do you see that there's any way for us to be able to regain our reputation, regain our level of prestige?
Yeah, we can return to the path that made us the great country we are, which involved a willingness to live and let live on the political battlefield, and a strategic vision of how we could maximize the advantages to us and everyone else of the huge advantages, natural resources, and human talent that we embody.
Is there someone who has that strategic vision?
I don't see anybody.
So at having said everything that you've just said, it sort of leaves us rather shut out.
I think we are waiting for someone to come forward with ideas, leadership ability, the ability to inspire us to return to the greatness we have long had.
Well, let's hope that happens soon. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Ambassador Chaz Freeman is a retired career diplomat with Middle Eastern, African, East Asian, and European experience. He was the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia during Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and a former State Department Director of Chinese Affairs. His latest book deals with the shifting balance of prestige between the U.S. and China, and this afternoon he'll speak about that at the East-West Center. There's no charge, and details are on hprtwo.org.